Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about people that try to change the Word of God. Well, let's continue with that thought today, which is also my wife's birthday. Even in Jesus' day, when Jesus was telling them that you're of your father the devil, the Pharisees said, well, we aren't born of fornication. They were trying to say that Jesus was an illegitimate child. Of course, he was not. He was a virgin birth child, but not an illegitimate child. The Holy Ghost came upon her. And by the way, those same kind of people that try to deny the virgin birth, also, if they feel like they're defeated there, then they make it a sexual experience between the Holy Ghost and Mary. No, it was not a sexual experience, and the Holy Ghost doesn't have sex with people, and so that is just blasphemy for people to think in that way, and it tells you something about their minds when they do. This was the Holy Spirit come upon Mary, and because he is God and a spirit, he can be inside of Mary, just like a demon can be inside of an unsaved person, and he can form seed inside of Mary and make it to conceive inside of Mary, and that's what happened. Now, a lot of people, because they can't explain it, don't believe it. Well, I have no problem believing in a virgin birth. If God created the heaven and the earth, which he did, why should it be hard to believe in the virgin birth? I mean, think about that. When God spoke the worlds into existence in Psalms 33, you just think of a man. All the internal workings of a man, the heart and all that, even the cells and the billions of cells within a man and the workings of the brain and everything, he spoke that into existence, and yet with its fine work that even man today in this modern era still cannot come close to the miracle of creation. So I don't have any problem with believing in a virgin birth. But men will try to corrupt it. And so you have to understand that if they lack true faith in God, then they'll also lack true faith in the Word of God. And they won't look at it as being preserved for today. As a matter of fact, men tried to amend it. That's what they did in the Ten Commandments. They tried to amend the Ten Commandments when it regarded to honor thy father and thy mother. They tried to amend that back in that day. And today, people tried to amend the Word of God by saying, well, you know, the culture is different today. We live in a different day, and God understands that. No, God just understands this world is more depraved than it was back in another day. But he doesn't change his word for it. Men despised Jesus in his day, so they called the work he did by the Spirit of God, which was given to his humanity without measure, they called it the work of Beelzebub. Jesus' ministry, oh, what a ministry, harlots, witches, adulterers, and the common people were getting saved and changed from the lives that they had lived that were so wicked. Today, men try to attribute to the unholy fleshly things that makes us as the world and worked against the Spirit of God and thereby corrupts. And they try to make that an attribute to say, okay, hey, look, we've got to have this kind of music. We've got to live this kind of way. Get rid of those old standards. Hey, all they're going to do is keep people from Christ. No. They're going to show people that you have something that they don't. when you assume that you can't win people through the power of the Word and the Spirit, so they turn to religious rock music and other things, as Israel did the same thing in the wilderness when they took off their clothes and had that beat-driven music and drank. And God was ready to destroy them then for that, even though they made a golden calf as unto Jehovah. That was for Jehovah they were making that golden calf. God was ready to kill them all. It was a great thing that Moses was there to intercede for them. But it was very abominable to God. And yet today, you think things have changed? No, and they have the ballet and the religious dances in the churches now. And, oh, it's interpretive dancing. You know, I think words say a whole lot more than interpretive dancing. And when you have, especially young ladies up there in tights, I've talked to some cameramen, so I know this for a fact. I've talked to some cameramen who do big ministry programs, and I have found out that they're checking them out and talking about body parts and things like that on those women as they're dancing. And there's probably, if you got your children doing it, there's probably some kind of a predator that's looking at your daughter. So if that's what you want, and you think that it's so important that they get up there doing interpretive dancing that you have to explain even what the dance is about, you are so foolish. You're offending God, and your heart is hardened to the truth of His holiness. Now, these people, the children of Israel, in that day in the wilderness, had been saved out of Egypt. But because of these sins and everything else, they didn't get to enter into the promised land. That just reminds me of people who get saved, then they feel like they got to turn to the flesh and do all these things of the world and the cares of this life and the pleasures and the lust for other things entering in choke, and the word becomes unfruitful. No fruit is brought to perfection, and they're saved so as by fire. These Egyptians were saved from the bondage of Egypt, but they didn't get to enter into the special rewards of the land. And some people wouldn't be saved so as by fire. And they will get there and be ashamed at His appearing. I believe it was as Elijah's day, when so many had turned to the flesh, Elijah preached to them. He thought that he was the only guy at one point, and the Lord said, no, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee. But Elijah was right. You guys need to choose who your God is and stand up for him. They did not stand up for their Lord, so nobody knew that they belonged to the Lord or to Beelzebub, because they would not stand. And so even though there's a 7,000 people, what happened to those 7,000 people after the miracle of calling fire down upon the sacrifice? Not a thing. Oh, they had an emotional experience watching what Elijah did, but they never got the Spirit of God. They never turned to the Lord with their heart. And as a result, Israel ends up scattered, even though these are people that were His people who had not bowed the knee unto Baal. Now think about the witness of men, as it says here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. And again, let's read that just for context, okay? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He testified of His Son. Again, you have to decide whether, do I go with God's witness or man's witness? I don't like going to seminars. Now, I went to a few seminars. I quit going to them. I like going to Sword Lord Conference where they're preaching the Word. Go to a seminar, and invariably, at each one of these, I said, now you preachers now, you're too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. I don't know if that's ever happened, but I do know that there are too many that are too earthly minded to be any heavenly good. But they would say, now, you need to read books. You need to read books about business. You need to read books about psychology and the day and all these other things that you need to read books about. Oh, they're such good books and all these. And half the people that wrote those books, if they're saved, they're so liberal or they're contemporary, they're modern at the best. And they want us to receive the witness of men over the witness of God. Now look, the Holy Ghost is given to every saved person. If a preacher doesn't have the Holy Ghost, that preacher's not saved. Get in the Word. You got to meditate in it. You got to pray in it. Look, I've read the Bible through at least once every year, and sometimes more, since 1974. I started in 1974, read it through two or three times over the next few years in a year, and kept reading it more. Now, I'd say about the last 15 to 20 years, I just read it once through, and then I study one book of the Bible the rest of the year. Usually the first 6 months, I read the Bible through, and the last 6 months, I just get right down into one book of the Bible. Hence, things such as this right here in 1 John. And I'm saying that there is no greater book than the Bible and the Holy Ghost who teaches it. We need to ask the Lord to open our understanding and allow the Holy Ghost of God to teach us so that we can grasp what he's saying. Now look, as I said, since 1974, so what is that, about 44 years now? And so I've read it through 44 times for sure, probably closer to 50 times. I know the New Testament, I've done far more than that. So what I'm saying is this. I feel like the biggest dummy in the world when I read it again, because I keep asking myself almost every day, how did I miss that? 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 And I'll see teachings and things because it's a supernatural book and there's so much more to learn. And so you can have men's book, but I like the book of books that will never pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And it's not going to pass away. Now, I know we have what they call the King James controversy. There's no controversy to it. It stood the test of time. The Textus Receptus for the New Testament, the Masoretic text for the Old Testament. And so many tried to change. The way you change the scriptures, they thought, well, just change the manuscripts. And so that's what they did, and they get corrupted manuscripts. I remember one I spoke with in a college saying, well, you know, Psalms 119, verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I come to find out that their university, that was their standing. They said, well, it's only preserved in heaven, not on earth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, thy word